We didn't burn the church down.
This is Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth. That's good.
That's good. Story time. My family had the opportunity to light the Advent candle on Sunday.
Ah.
So if your church does this, you have a little Advent candle wreath up front. There's four candles, and they each are lit on a different Sunday of Advent, mm-hmm. leading up to Christmas. And then there's one in the center. So our church decided to have families do that this time, and they asked if we'd be interested. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And there are two services, so they call up the Freed family, and do we get up there organized? No, it's like milling around, coming from different angles.
Sure.
I'm arranging people. They all had a verse to read, uh-huh. and we went one by one as they each read their verse while Calvary and Zebedee light the candle. So that's my oldest helping my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time, you know how you should probably pre-light candles?
Oh, yeah.
So it took me the entire time. I'm the last one to read, and I'm looking over there, and they don't have it done yet.
Mm.
And finally, as I finish, they get it lit. Like, oh. Then the second service, Mercy, on her own decision, decides she's going to read her verse from memory, which is not something we had planned or practiced. Now, she hit it out of the park, but I'm like, kid, maybe not take risks in front of everybody.
But
hey, it worked. But I love how we're already starting to point toward the true reason for the season and things that are leading up to Christmas and celebrating Jesus's birth. And yeah, church still standing. So when? Here's Angels from Phil Wickham, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.